but yours. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fair-minded Americans should feel very sorry for Maria Shriver and her four children caught up in a terrible scandal generated by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The net and the media are going wild over the fact the former California governor fathered a child with a former member of his household staff. That apparently happened more than 10 years ago. Somehow Schwarzenegger kept it quiet and was able to serve 8 years in Sacramento. Of course, Schwarzenegger's tenure was disastrous for California. When he entered office, California owed about $36 billion. When he left office, the state already more than $92 billion. Now, no one knows how Schwarzenegger's personal problems affected his job, but you got to assume there was pressure on the man. It's not easy living a double life.
Now, there's Bill O'Reilly weighing in on the topic of the week. The Schwarzenegger scandal is number one, and all of the media circuits that sprung up around it. I'm Doug Steffen here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show with information on the stories for the week of May 16th to 20th, 2011. And so we'll go through the rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio from the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the playoffs. At number 9, Major League Baseball. At number 8, the Mississippi River floods. Number 7, the Obama immigration reform proposals and discussion thereof. Number 6, the debt ceiling budget battle. Number 5, the 2012 GOP hopefuls. Number 4, the IMF case. The chief there getting himself into trouble. Another Arnold type, well, it's not as bad, but certainly involves salacious behavior. Bin Laden aftermath. Number 3, the Obama Middle East policy. Number 2. And Schwarzenegger scandal is number one. This is a, I think there's a reason for us to get off the grid for a second. I want to bring you over to DougSteffen.com and have you look at our poll that's there. With the question a lot of people are asking, what effect do you think Arnold's affair will have on his career? He's put it on hold. He mentioned late in the week that he was going to stop production of anything that he was working on so he can deal with his family and his problems. So what effect do you think this is going to have, generally speaking, on his career? Do you, well, let me ask you the questions directly, or the give you the options that we have on the poll side at DougSteffen.com. A, none. We've all known what he is, and we'll still go to his movies. B, it will for a while, but people are going to forget. C, he's finished. D, if he isn't finished, Maria ought to get a lawyer and finish him for good. All right? What are your thoughts on that? Well, Maria has a lawyer, as a matter of fact, and she still isn't sure whether she'll get a divorce. I predict that they don't get a divorce. I just think that they're going to work it out in some way, shape, or form. I think that it's clear that they have very strong feelings for one another and always have. Maria has to have known, kind of like Hillary Clinton, what she married, what she got. I mean, he's notorious. There are so many stories about their legion, notorious for being a womanizer. Maria Shriver, very intelligent, very articulate, and actually quite a sweet lady. I only met her once, but I thought she was not like a lot of the Kennedys in that they were so impressed with being on that in that group, but a wonderful, a smart cookie, if you will. So let's see how it shakes out. We'll be talking about more of the ins and outs of this. But first, a countdown extra. There are a number of battles going on this week in the world of talk radio. You may or may not have heard me talking about various pieces of the pie. That is, the kinds of things that are being analyzed, maybe overcooked, the status of talk radio, especially right-wing and left-wing talk radio. Are there reasons to believe that it's on its deathbed? No, that's foolish talk, but there are people who, it's talk. It's great conversation. There have been a couple of circumstances. First, Rob Redding, radio host, I believe he's on the West Coast, took exception to Rush Limbaugh's character, a black character on the program named Bo Snerdley, who's dubbed the official Obama criticizer. Redding says Rush uses this character as a mouthpiece for his racist views. So we'll listen to him. We'll listen to sort of the back and forth here.
But he has the black employee do his dirty work for him. Can you say sellout, handkerchief head, all of those things apply here? I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked by any of this. But some of you are just hearing this for the first time. And if you're wondering why you are just now hearing it, it's because some people just are so tired at this point of Rush Limbaugh and saying that he's a race baiter. Not just a race baiter, but he is a racist. And no one listening, that they've just given up at this point. They've just given up. I'm not one of those people that's given up. I know what I'm dealing with when I'm dealing with Rush Limbaugh. It's very clear to me this guy does not get it, and he's using now his one black staffer that we know of to attack the President of the United States of America. Shame on you, Rush Limbaugh. Shame. But it is interesting, all the seriousness that I have to add to this would tell you and culminate into this one single thought. At some point, every dog has its day. You will have yours, Mr. I want the President of the United States to fail. Mr. Looking at the NFL is like looking at criminals running around. All of this stuff that Rush Limbaugh has collectively said over the years will catch up with you eventually. It's not just going to be the fact that you can't buy a team, an NFL team, when you want to. At some point, you're going to be at heaven's doorway, and by God, you know what? God is going to be black. And he's not going to let you in. And you're going straight to hell. Watch.
All right, so this is the back and forth. This isn't new stuff. This is the same kind of thing that people who are on the left have been saying about Limbaugh and others on the right for years. But this got special attention because this fellow, Rob Redding, had Michael Steele, who's the former chairman of the Republican National Committee and a black guy, discussed the issue. Matter of fact, Redding pushed the issue with Steele, who wouldn't say that Rush was racist, but it's interesting to listen to what he does think about Rush.
He's using his black guy at this point. You're saying it's satire. You're saying that, you know, it's not really that appropriate, Rob. And you're kind of dancing around it. And you're saying it's also, you know, that this is not something that we should be forwarding, these stereotypes we shouldn't be forwarding. Is it appropriate or not?
Oh, I don't think it's appropriate. I thought it was highly inappropriate. You don't need to do that. I mean, it's just, we're going to translate. Now we're going to translate this conversation for all the white folks out there. I mean, it's stupid. I mean, it's not something that, you know, furthers the conversation. You make your point, you move on, unless you're going to put it in the whole thing in the context of some parody or satire or something comedic. You know, what's the point? So I just, you know, it's unnecessary. I understand what they do and how they do it, but I just think it's unnecessary, particularly given the sensibilities of a lot of people, you know, of all stripes these days about these types of issues. You know, you don't want to be in the business of turning people off to your ideas. You want to turn them on to them. So that's just my view on it.
Turn people on to ideas and not turn them off. That's an interesting, very interesting sort of a sage a bit of, not verbosity, but craftsmanship with one's mouth and words. Rush responded on his program saying, quote, he clearly has no idea what happened. He has literally no clue what we're doing with the official Obama criticizer bit. None whatsoever. So he falls into the easily stereotypical response to all of this. So Snerdly, welcome to the club. You two are racist now. It's exemplary, and it's an illusion of a problem that people on our side have, hanging in and being tough. Illustration. All right, so Limbaugh and his criticizers, they are legion. Meanwhile, on a Colorado radio station, Ed Schultz talked to the host, and interesting what happened there. We'll get to that as time allows here on the countdown.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Take me out to the ball game, but don't forget to bring your 4G device with you. The baseball season is in full swing, and 4G can truly enhance your game day experience. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan or a casual fan just looking for a distraction at the game, Sprint 4G and its apps can help. Here's Dave Moline for Sprint 4G.
4G is the perfect companion when you go to see your favorite baseball team play. If you're lucky enough to play hooky from work to see a day game, make sure you use Sprint 4G's lightning-fast connection to real-time video chat with your friends and brag a little that you're hanging out in the sun at the ballpark. Show them what they're missing. And for those diehard baseball fans that just have to stay on top of scores from around the league, the Google Scoreboard app lets you scroll through updated scores and can even notify you when your favorite team scores a run.
To learn more, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
All right, we're talking on the countdown in an extra about what goes on talk radio, the Rush Limbaugh way of dealing with race. And here's an example of one of those Bo Snerdly bits from Rush's program.
This is Bo Snerdly, the official EIB Obama criticizer, certified black enough to criticize, 100% American slave blood, and a legitimate birth certificate on file in New York State. I have a statement. Mr. President, El Paso, campaigning with a Hispanic audience. You claim the border is safe. Now, thanks to you, but no matter what you do, Republicans will never, ever be satisfied. You said Republicans don't want it. They don't want Hispanics to come to America, but they look different. You even said they want a moat with alligators to keep the Hispanics out. If the borders are so safe, why are you even talking about reforming immigration? The problem is solved, except for those here illegally, and if that's the real issue, why not just say so? If we're all so safe, why are your TSA agents patting down toddlers at our nation's airport, taking pictures of us naked before we can travel? And finally, if the border is so safe, why don't you encourage, why don't you pack up your family, spend your next vacation at a border town in Texas, or better yet, Arizona? Shame on you, Mr. President. Race baiting so early in the campaign season? And now a translation for the EIB brothers and sisters in the hood.
Yeah! What up, my homies? Check it out, yo. El Paso. Obama blazed up in there like a total OG, man. Took it to the Republicans like Team 6 took it to Osama.
All right. Here's an example of Bo Snerdly on the Rush Limbaugh program. Is Limbaugh racist? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Place.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Does the world need people like Rush Limbaugh? That may be something to think about here. 800-510-8255. Okay, so if you're just joining us, we were talking about this conversation that seems to be ongoing about Rush and whether he's a racist. Won't be the first time that conversation has surfaced. Meanwhile, this week there's been a lot of focus on Ed Schultz. Ed, I think, was it earlier this week or late last week, we had an inside listen, if you will, to an interview that Ed gave to our affiliate in Fargo, The Flag. And then later on in the week, he called a Colorado radio station to talk to David Serrata. Their shows air on the same radio station. Serrata was talking about comments Ed had made about liberals questioning the government, specifically about the killing of Osama bin Laden. Ed's point had been that the questions have been answered and liberals ought to stop attacking other liberals. While Serrata thought that in America, it's the responsibility of citizens to hold the government responsible and accountable and question it when it's necessary. So this is the entire conversation between the two of them.
The question of whether people who describe themselves as liberals should be screaming at other people not to ask questions of their government. It was based on this comment that Ed Schultz, who follows this show, had said on his show, and then Keith Olbermann ripped him apart for it. Here was what Ed Schultz said.
The fact of the matter is the intellectual liberal hand-wringing needs to stop in this country.
And now joining us, apparently, I guess he may be a listener to our show, or maybe listeners to our show had called his show, is Ed Schultz. And Ed, thanks for joining us. I didn't know you were going to be on the show, but I appreciate you calling in. Do you want to explain yourself on that?
I want to explain myself that I don't listen to your program, and I've been getting phone calls from people in Colorado saying you're ripping me, so I thought I'd call in and ask what's your issue.
Well, I just played you my issue. You used the public airwaves to tell people, great journalists in my estimation, like Michael Moore, that they shouldn't be asking questions of our government. You said that's intellectual liberal hand-wringing, and I think we need more questions being asked, and I agree with Keith Olbermann, who said that we need more questions being asked, and I think that somebody who's carrying the banner of liberalism using the public airwaves, claiming that they're a liberal leader and telling other people that they shouldn't be asking critical questions of legality of their government, I just don't understand that. And if you'd like to explain yourself, I'm all ears.
David, the issue is settled. I don't know if you follow the news or not, but the Attorney General of the United States made a comment the day after the operation went down in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, saying that undoubtedly he was killed in a war setting, in a war zone, and it was done legally.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is you're saying that the government... You're saying that the government, because the government says that, because the government declares that something's legal. This is the problem. This is the problem. No, the problem is that you don't have any loyalty to the journalistic ethos. The journalistic ethos would say that when the Attorney General of the United States says something...
Okay, so there's two different issues here.
No, there's not two different issues. You just said when the Attorney General declares something legal, it is legal. We lived in a country where when the President of the United States said, when Richard Nixon said, when the President says something's legal, it means it's legal. You just said that.
You're equating a criminal to the President of the United States?
I am saying you just said the Attorney General, I'm going to put you on hold here. You just said the Attorney General said that it was legal, therefore the issue is closed. And what I said is that we were a country that when Richard Nixon said, when the president says it's legal, it means it's legal. We were a country that said that's not acceptable. A journalist would say, I want answers to questions. And you are saying that we shouldn't ask questions. What's your response to that? All right, Schultz is gone.
Schultz hangs up. End of story. So this is very interesting because here's Sarada, a reasonably intelligent host, saying, in effect, that Schultz isn't liberal enough. And like Limbaugh or some others saying that somebody else would say to Limbaugh he wasn't conservative enough when it came to or right-wing enough. They're eating their young, these people. And one wonders if it's healthy for the format. 800-510-8255, 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Flash backup.
The woman retired in January and received a severance package. How many of you think Maria should sever Arnold's package?
Yeah. All right. The number one issue, if you will, the number one discussion, topic, focus, subject, Arnold Schwarzenegger. This thing has exploded. Exploded. There's nothing anywhere. And this happened in the last... more like 48 hours, as more and more people understand what's going on and who this woman is and what the circumstances are. This thing is just really, it's not only ripping their family apart, it's just kind of, because of Arnold, be bigger than life and the families and all that other stuff. This thing really, it'll go down as quickly as it went up, but for the next 4 or 5 days, or it depends on what happens, what these folks decide to do. Arnold asked the news media to give his family some privacy. That ain't going to happen. They're all over the place, especially all over this woman's house. Here's talk host Michelle McPhee with a caller about what a slap in the face this scandal is to Maria Shriver.
See, I thought it was going to be the 20-year-old nanny that looks like Tiger Woods' wife. No. It was the maid, who's not all that attractive, and who's, I would guess from that picture, Chris, she's older than Maria Shriver?
Yes, definitely looks a lot older.
is that pretty outrageous, folks? Let's hear a little bit, Chris, about Arnold Schwarzenegger's baby mama.
This story began to unravel as several media sources began to look into the deteriorating marriage of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. When the couple announced their split last week, a lot of people were aware of the former governor's womanizing ways. But almost no one knew he had fathered a love child almost a decade ago. Well, we now know the mother of that child is Mildred Patricia Baena, a maid at the couple's California home
known as
Patty. She received what's been described as generous payments for the child from a bank account that Schwarzenegger controlled. The affair, the child, and the money went undetected for years until Arnold revealed it to Maria recently.
We know that when Maria found out earlier this year, she was inconsolable. I mean, she was absolutely devastated by the news and very, very angry. But she has not pulled the trigger on divorce yet. Arnold has an emotional pull on her, and she's still conflicted.
Conflicted? conflicted. What is there to be conflicted about? The outrage of the, now I know you're a mom, but even the kid took to Twitter yesterday and said, sometimes I just wish I was, could be born in a different family. I don't blame the poor kid. Conflicted. The outrage of the day is there's nothing to be conflicted about, Maria. Keep on walking. I was just speechless for a second thinking about what is it possibly. I mean, honestly, if someone lies to me, I walk. There's nothing to be conflicted about. How crazy is that? Colleen, how can you be conflicted when your husband just got caught knocking up the maid?
An ugly maid at that.
I mean, conflicted. I was like, conflicted about what?
Oh, she's terrible. I'm looking at the picture of her right now, the maid. Holy moly, mother of God.
Holy mother of God is exactly what I said, too.
Oh,
she's and you know how embarrassing that is? Because, look, Maria is the mother of his children. She was a successful journalist before she married that clown, and now you're going to sleep with the maid?
And it's not even just like a maid, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's just...
It's not like the 22-year-old hot maid.
Right.
It's not like the maid...
Yeah, like, it's more of a slap in the face that you're going with this homely woman rather than, like, if you're going to have an affair with a hot woman, okay, you can understand a little bit, but when she's this fugly, it's bad.
Oh, and Colleen, she stayed working there. Like, she got knocked up. So can you imagine her washing the window? She's pregnant with the Arnold's baby.
Oh, yeah, and the kid looks just like him.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
So her husband doesn't notice that she has a white child that looks a lot like Arnold Schwarzenegger? What? So that's the whole thing, Colleen, where I'm like, come on.
Right.
Nobody knew it.
No, it's just crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. And the kid does look a lot like the Terminator.
All right. So that was kind of superficial, but that's the... what happens a lot in the conversation. I don't know how, maybe that's all this is a superficial reality, but a lot of discussion now going all over the place about infidelity and that sort of thing. That's probably pretty appropriate outshoot. We're talking about the number one issue this week in the Talk Radio Countdown show, and I call your attention again to the poll that is positioned at DougStephan.com. The focus, obviously, is Arnold and his affair. What effect do you think it will have on his career? Check that out. Let us know what you think. And 800-510-8255 connects with us as well. As we listen to Talko Sean Rima, focused on the conspiracy theory behind the scandal.
Do you think Maria knew? Do you think Maria Shriver knew about Arnie's love child? Finally, a conspiracy theory I can believe in. For the past few days, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, which, let's all admit, is stunning. This is bigger than John Edwards, man. This is bigger than John Edwards and you know, getting locked in a bathroom in a swanky hotel. This is actually even kind of more interesting than the French dude running naked down the hall after the maid. Because we had a sitting governor of a major state. A major state, weird and silly as it may be, the state of California, he's governor, two terms, very powerful position in this country. And over the past few days, what I've heard is, how did he keep it secret? How did he keep a tween secret in the den that was his own child? It was his child. You know, while his wife is right there under the same roof, and everybody's been saying, well, maybe somebody was blackmailing him. Somebody must have had a manila folder. It was some documentation of a hospital bill or hotel bills or some damn thing. And they showed this to Arnold right before he became governor. And that's why he got so damn liberal during his term, which is an interesting theory. But consider this, and this is what my wife said to me last night when we were talking about this. Okay, you've produced a child with the housekeeper, and you have produced another human being. The human being is growing up under the nose of your wife, whom you was pregnant at the same time the housekeeper chick was pregnant, which is pretty raw. I'm not going to throw stones at a glass house. I've done all kinds of selfish and weird things in my life, but man, Arnie, wow, knocked that one out of the park, man. Wow. She had to have known. There's no way in hell Maria Shriver, after 20-odd years of marriage, 10, 11, 12 years of marriage at that time, did not look at that kid and look at her husband interacting with that kid and not know that was his kid. Now, if that's true, Okay, it turns the whole conspiracy thing inside out. What that means, then, if she knew prior to his becoming governor, or maybe during the thing against Gray Davis, who knows? If she knew prior to him becoming governor, then who would be able to keep that secret? What bunch of people in America could possibly have the ability to keep such a thing secret for 10 years while that man sat in the governor's mansion? James, you get your hand up. Go ahead.
The Kennedys.
Yes! All right, give him a Cupid doll. There you go, James. The freaking Kennedys, man. The Kennedys could keep something like that secret. The Kennedys could cover something like that up. The Kennedys could have the resources and somewhat nefarious connections to deal with anybody who found out about it and came forward, because no one's just going to send that to TMZ. That's a gold mine, man. You find that crap out, and you're making deals. You're calling up Arnie going, hey, let's talk. Let's have a confab, or I'll ruin your life. You know, who could make that person go away? Either by paying them off with extraordinary amounts of cash, or just making them, you know, driving them over a bridge or something.
800-510-8255. That's host John Rima. An interesting analysis of the situation. Here's one of my favorites from our affiliate KFAB, KFAB. Tom Becca thinks if Maria wants the media to respect her privacy, she had no business going on Oprah's television program.
Is it right for Maria to get even with him by going on Oprah? I mean, seriously, you've just got all the tabloids making all this noise. Everybody's talking about you. Everybody's making a big deal about Arnold Schwarzenegger and his baby out of wedlock and the divorce between Arnold and Maria and everything that's going on with this. Everybody's making such a big deal. And then yesterday, Maria Shriver shows up with one of the final shows of Oprah Winfrey. You got 20,000 women out there going, yeah, yeah, Maria, yeah. Your ex-husband's a jerk. We love you, Maria. I mean, seriously, I understand hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, okay? But to go on Oprah with all those women and make those veiled comments about Oprah, you always stood for truth. It's hard to make Arnold Schwarzenegger a sympathetic figure here, but when your wife does that to you, man, you gotta feel sorry for the guy. Had a bad day. I mean, seriously, again, not to condone what he did, not to make light of it, but Maria Shriver, makes a comment about, you know, she really wishes that the media, you know, it's a family matter, where the media please respect her privacy. And then shortly after putting out that PR, that press release to the media, she ends up on the Oprah Winfrey show? I mean, really? They did a taping last night of one of Oprah's final shows in front of 20,000 people at the big arena there in Chicago. Tom Hanks was there. Michael Jordan was there. Tom Cruise was there. Madonna showed up. I mean, it was a big star-studded thing. And then Maria Shriver shows up to just thank Oprah for all of her honesty and truthfulness.
She was going to be on the show anyway.
You
according to my sources,
you know,
they are very, very good friends.
Fine. Then you show up at the after party, okay? You don't go up
everybody
there on stage.
Else can show up. She can show
you don't
up.
Say, you don't say, would you please respect our privacy? By the way, hey, I'm on Oprah. You can't have it both ways. If you want to be in seclusion and just say it's a family matter, no big deal, then you hide, great. But if you end up on Oprah Winfrey and take veiled shots at your cheating husband, that's not very classy either.
All right, what do you think of that? I think that's an interesting thought pattern. All of this is pretty interesting. However, we have to move on because this is a review of what's happened this week. We'll get to the Obama Middle East policy up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, moving along now, the countdown. Number two this week, the Obama Middle East policy and his speech. Talk host Michael Berry wants to know, if we're so broke, how could the president tell Egypt they don't have to pay us back?
We're so short of cash, remember? Every penny counts. We got to have every penny. We got to get $4 billion from those rich, evil oil companies because that's so much money. And even though we couldn't do even the $60 billion in cuts that the Republicans proposed, that turned out to be just a couple of billion. Well, we got to have every billion we can get, because $1 billion is a lot of money, remember? Because we're trying to save money and make it all work. So the president tells Egypt they don't have to repay $1 billion. But even better than that, you know that $1 billion you owe us? You don't have to pay it, because you're for democracy, and we are too. We don't know what it means. And democracy made up by Muslim Brotherhood members who are seeking to kill us, if we can put some more money in your pocket, then maybe that'll make it better. Maybe, just maybe, you'll like us more. Or, when Barack Obama's not reelected and he's made the Secretary General of the United Nations, maybe you'll cheer him loudly when he comes to town. Maybe we can rename Tahrir Square Obama Square. How about that? Wouldn't that be awesome? Obama Square has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Or maybe, just maybe, that's what he does to get applause from the Middle East.
Michael, thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
4:45. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number three on our countdown this week is the focus on Bin Laden, the aftermath. What are we still learning about this? Matter of fact, I was kind of surprised to listen to this conversation with talk host Jim Scott. Here he has a military analyst, Colonel Dean Smittle, and they talk about details that are that we apparently some people know, but the government doesn't want these details released about the mission.
Colonel, did you see where Admiral Mullen and also Secretary of Defense Gates basically told people to shut up about talking about how we knocked off Osama bin Laden? Did they personally call you? And I mean, are you revealing stuff here on the radio we shouldn't be talking about?
Well, I am now, but it's no secret that we used the Beast of Kandahar. The CIA did, and that's a bat-winged stealthy drone that's actually can't be detected by Pakistani's radar, and it's called the U.S. Air Force RQ-170 Sentinel. And that was actually used last year in Afghanistan, Jim. It was kind of a test run for those drones. It was called the Beast of Kandahar. It did a lot of surveillance and intelligence work around Kandahar and Afghanistan.
How high up is it?
This thing, up around 15 or 20,000 feet, that's a normal altitude for the Predator drone. However, the Predator drone has a long cigar shape and has a V-shaped tail, and that shows up on Pakistani's technological radar systems around the nuclear sites, what they have over there where the compound was, where bin Laden was staying.
Yeah, I mean, I would think if Pakistan has sophisticated radar and stuff, and they're watching, that's an area they would really watch. Now, is this one off to the end? Angle off to the side, but it still can take good pictures from an angle.
Right. They have the equipment on board to do that. It doesn't have to be directly overhead. High-resolution video. They're equipped with cameras can gauge at steep angles in all directions. Mm-hmm. It's all about geometry and slant ranges, Jim.
Seriously, though, I mean, I was a little surprised when I heard. But then if you think about it, you know, with Mullen, Admiral Mullen, and then Gates, and basically saying there's too much talk, I think they're concerned that our enemy is going to learn a little bit about how we go about, you know, being good spies.
That's very true. And, of course, the the Sentinel, the Air Force RQ-170, was very instrumental in helping the Navy SEAL Team 6 zeroing in on Bin Laden's compound. Mm-hmm. And also the CIA had a safe house nearby. These guys were surveying him 24-7.
All right. So the Bin Laden thing, I think this story is about to go away, but there's a certain amount, there's a certain element of people who continue to want to deal with a sort of surrealistic approach that took place. Obama's gone hunting and Osama got it. There it is. The number five issue on the countdown, actually number four is the IMF thing. I don't know what you say about that. Here, though, with the number five, sort of a summation of what went on among the GOP presidential hopefuls this week. Sean Hannity talked to Sarah Palin.
Last time I spoke to you, I was asking, where are you in this process of making your decision? And you said you wanted to assess the field. The field's changed quite a bit. Where are you today?
Still assessing the field because I know it's still going to change the lineup. People are going to come and go before that legal deadline is imposed on us to have to make the decision. So I'm still not ready to make an announcement.
Yeah. Where are you in your thought process, if you could bring us inside a little bit? And I'm not looking for you to reveal anything, but where are you in your thought process?
Still seriously considering it and praying about it and talking about it with family, because, of course, it's a monumental leap for a family to put themselves out there again in the limelight and be ready for the scrutiny that ensues in a campaign. So still talking about it and assessing, yes, the field, looking for others who are ready to go rogue and fight against the machine on both sides of the aisle in order to get the economy back on the right track and do the things that the private sector needs done to implement some solutions to all the problems that America is facing right now. I want to make sure that we have a candidate out there with Tea Party principles, understanding that we're taxed enough already, our job creators cannot afford to be taxed anymore, and we'll do the right things that so many Tea Party patriots have already been articulating and cheering on and looking for candidates to embrace.
All right, the candidates. If we added Mitch Daniels, John Huntsman, Michelle Bachmann, whose names are now maybe Rick Perry. All of these candidates. You know all of these politicians pretty well. Do you see one, two, or three that you like and that you would really want to hear more from and that you could support?
I want to hear more from all of them, Sean, and every one of us, not just potential candidates, every one of us as human beings, we bring strengths and weaknesses to the table. So, I want to assess all of that. But, I think one of my problems in this whole process is I don't live for that game of the pundancy, of the opining and speculating on who's doing what.
Sarah Palin on who's running. All right, so there it is, your review of what's going on in the world.